It's like Ian Huey theme music now. Victoria Whiskey Festival. Ian Huey from the Victoria Whiskey Festival, one of the organizers. He stopped by January 21st, a couple days before the festival started. And I've talked to you a couple times since then. I saw you at the festival. I saw you at a kind of a wrap for sponsors. Very generous, by the way. That was fun.
I'm glad you had a good time. Yeah,
Hotel fun. Grand. So you guys have done the debriefing. How do you look at the Victoria Whiskey Festival this year from this past year?
Well, I think, Ryan, that one thing that we've certainly done is we solidified our place on the world stage. This wasn't anything that we set out to do, but these experts that came from overseas that had never been here before but had heard about it at other festivals in Paris or Chicago, they were just astounded by what was going on in our little city and the fact that what's really, truly interesting is, he says, there's so much breadth of knowledge about drinking whiskey, and it doesn't matter if it's bourbon or Irish or Scotch or whatever, people get it, and the exciting thing is that they're asking us to come back before we are having to cajole them into coming and doing a certain amount of persuasive kissing, and now they're just saying, we're coming and we want to do this and we want to bring some of our ultra high-end product, and we're just kind of, holy smokes, okay, well, we're not going to say no. Mm-hmm. So that's been good. And a couple of things that we did this year, I know when Jillian was here with us on the 21st of Jan, and she did her whiskey won in a huge shootout, one against two, goes against the winner of three versus four whiskeys all the way to the end, and her whiskey won, and it was 18 whiskeys, 43 people in the room, and it was amazing because there was some really, really talented people in that room, and her whiskey won, and the whiskey world heard about it in hyperspeed, I can assure you. The blogs were hopping. So, yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Well, we had a great time. It's a world-class event now, as you say, and you've already got the date for 2011. I looked at the website today, victoriawhiskeyfestival.com. So the Hotel Grand Pacific knows about this, right? This date?
Yeah, they do. We confirmed that date with them at a bit of a debrief. One of the great reasons that I'm here today is, and I have been for the last, been privileged to come to the queue for the last 5 years, is to give some money away. And we thoroughly enjoy that. And I've given Ryan an envelope, which he's about to open, which is fun.
And the volunteers from the Q and the Victoria Jazz Society, thank you for this as well. And the Q's TLC Fund for Kids, $6,000.
Wow.
$6,000 for the Q's TLC Fund for Children.
Yep. And that is, we know quite a bit about this charity just by what we hear both from your board members and from the community, and what you guys are doing with this charity is really, really cool. And as you guys have been on for 5 years, and we've enjoyed giving this money away, and I think now with this, I think we've given away nearly $60,000 from this little festival, which is cool. And I know that this money gets put to really, really good use in the city, and our committee of Lawrence Graham and Dr. Jonathan Adams and Al Giesbrick, we are delighted every time to come to give you guys money because we know where it's going in this city.
Well, thank you from the Q's TLC Fund for Kids and from 100.3 The Q. Ian, good to see you. Yeah. I'm sure if tickets went on sale like right now for January 21st and 23rd, 2011.
Please don't say
you
that.
You don't want to start selling any right now?
No, hey, but just before we sign off here, Ryan, I just want to thank you personally. Just to the Q listeners out there, and I know that there's nine plus a few extras today. This guy's been a volunteer driver every year since we started this, and you are the only one that's been there for all 5 years. You're the only one. And he got there today, or for the night of the festival, the first volunteer that was there, and you're one of the last volunteers to leave. So just a little kudos to Ryan here at the Q for his contribution to the Victoria Whiskey Festival and the TLC Fund for Kids. So thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that.
Well, thanks a lot, Ian.